Hello, and welcome to this new session on the subject of pain management. This session is particularly recommended for you if you are injured and you have a sharp and recurring pain. Otherwise, I suggest you skip to the next session. You can always come back to this one later. When I discovered the book, The Open Focus Brain by Les Femi, I was particularly interested by the author's advice on pain management. For instance, he explains that to manage pain, we have to do the opposite to what we're used to doing. So when we're suffering, we have a tendency to automatically do everything to forget the pain and simultaneously to fight against it. We believe that avoiding pain and struggling against it will help us to make the pain go away. But over the long term, that's the opposite of what happens. The pain remains. It takes up a lot of mental space, and we don't know how to get rid of it. We can even feel overwhelmed and helpless in the face of pain. Consequently, to a certain extent, we are involuntary actors in the chronic nature of pain. Les Femi thus suggests dealing with pain in a different way, moving towards it by means of attention, which he calls open focus, to dilute it in a wider state of mindfulness and thus to help it dissipate. We're going to try out this technique together. To start, lie down in a calm place, on a sofa or your bed, or sit on a chair if you prefer. Keeping your eyes open. Then, bring the greatest possible attention to the place where you are. Be attentive to the space, the walls, objects, and the colors, and include as many of your senses as you can in this attention. Smell, hearing, touch, taste. The idea of the space should flood through all of your sensations, and at the same time, you should try to remain attentive to your pain. Then, while maintaining a loose attention on the space, you can gradually move toward the focus of your pain until you can identify it as as closely as possible. Try to evaluate the intensity of the pain on a scale between 0 and 10. If it will help, allow yourself to close your eyes. Try to locate the pain precisely in your body. Give it a shape and a color, if possible. In this third stage, you're going to describe your pain as accurately as you can. In one sense, your attention to the pain is clearer and more direct, while tending to move your sensations into the background. Finally, try to zoom out and enlarge the focal point of the pain and to gradually include areas of your body that touch this point of pain. Then, the areas slightly further away, the ones that aren't directly in contact with your point of pain, until you gradually include the whole of your body. The idea, if it feels appropriate for you, is to fuse your awareness of the pain with your awareness of your entire body. Rather than containing the pain in a specific point, authorize the pain to spread out and diffuse itself through the space and through your body. Take a moment to do that. Imagine your pain spreading out through your entire body and dissolving until perhaps it disappears completely. Absorbed. Perhaps the contact with your pain has changed the breath. If so, become aware of it and return to normal breathing. Gently come back to your everyday awareness before ending this session. Were you able to observe whether your pain reduced? Where is it now between 0 and 10? If you found this exercise difficult, don't blame yourself. I invite you to repeat it, perhaps several times, to familiarize yourself with it and to see whether your pain diminishes or disappears, and even more quickly or informally throughout your day. See you again soon for a new session.